Welcome to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast. My name is Catherine, and I am a proud, high-achieving woman overcoming the relentless pursuit of perfection and weight of people-pleasing. Come with me as we discover how embracing your imperfections can lead to immense growth and enable you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. From candid conversations to empowering stories, I will guide you to unleash your full potential and craft your unique path to impact. Join me every week as we celebrate imperfection, cultivate self-acceptance, and prove that even the most imperfect journeys can lead to the most impactful destinations. So let's get started. Well, hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Today is going to be another solo episode. So I'm actually a little behind as I really disconnected for the first time in, and there might be traffic you hear behind me, and I'm hoping not because I'm sitting out on her balcony. I'm so, so tiny, and this will ship in. I mean, I cannot complain. And a little bit of what I want to talk about today is kind of two parts in one. And the first piece, really just when being intentional, and I've talked a lot about last few weeks, few months into 2024, but being present and understanding and knowing that when traveling and when you are with your family, when you're with your friends, it's okay to disconnect. It's okay not to be present on social media. It's okay to not be fully present for your job. And this is probably the first time, I'll say probably in a very long, long time, that I've really disconnected and been okay with it, where I haven't had a freak out moment. I talked about a few months ago about how I struggled my anniversary weekend being in the mountains for 3 days, and that last third day freaking out that I needed to check my email and everything I needed to get done. And then when I was in Oregon, it was very similar. I hit my third day, and day number three, apparently for me, is just the, I don't know, I'm struggling. I need to check my emails. I need to update my messages. I need to respond to people. I need to get my podcast done. Something about day three is when my mind just starts turning and racing. And this time around, it did not. And I've checked a little bit of social media. I posted a little bit about my trip by this day. This is day five, I think. But I purposefully did not turn my phone on and pay for the travel pass. I purposefully did not connect to Wi-Fi in public areas or even in restaurants because I wanted to be present with my mom. I wanted to be present with my sister, and I wanted to be here and be present and be still and just enjoying where I'm at. And I have not done that at all in years, probably. And the day and age we live in, and I bet many, many people, including yourself, can relate to this, we're always on our phones. My dad struggles to put his phone down a lot of times. My sister does. I mean, it was just eye-opening these few days, even being with my mom, my sister, and I love them to death. So love you guys if you are listening. But even them being on their phones at dinners or while we're out and about, and I'm not on mine because I can't be, I can't do anything. And then just realizing how much we're all on our phones. We're all looking down at them. And then we look out, but we might miss something. We might not see something. We are not fully truly being present. And that's so sad. And I challenge you, and I ask the question to you more so than anything, how often are you on your phone? How often are you on your phone and you miss out on seeing something? I mean, simply, you could have missed out that a eagle flew by your window or flew by you when you're outside. Simply, you could have missed a beautiful flower as you were walking that could have made like your day, the sunshine peeking through. I don't know. It could have been anything so small, but also anything so, so big. And here, being in Europe and being in Côte d'Azur, so it's the French Riviera, amazing when you're on the train, even like the beauty that's around you on a beautiful day when the sun shines out and the water is so blue and all the homes and all the mountains are just around you. But if you look down at your phone while you're even on the train, you might miss something that could have been amazing. So I asked you that question. What are you missing when you're looking at your phone? And I'm not saying you can't be on social media. I'm not saying you can't be on your phone, obviously texting and calling. I'm sitting here recording this on my phone and just sitting on the balcony looking out. So who knows what I'm missing. But I also purposely did this because I get to look at the view and I get to look at the beautiful view. So what have I missed? Who knows? What have you missed? Who knows? But start thinking about that. Be very intentional where you're spending your time. Be very intentional with where you are looking, listening, seeing, trying to be very intentional here on what I'm talking about, because this has been very apparent. And I probably should be answering some emails. I probably should be sitting on social media, sharing what I'm doing and sharing more about my business that I'm starting and going after. But I made the intention that this trip was to have fun in between my job, in between really diving into this business. And I'm moving in a couple of days. Literally, we fly back tomorrow in like 36 hours. I will be home, not even. And I have to finish packing. And within 48 hours, we are packing the car and driving and moving and have to be out of our apartment. Like, that's crazy. And like, internally, subconsciously, I think I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm also really trying to be present and enjoy the moment right now. And I struggle with this so much all the time that I am really trying to be intentional about it. So you think about it. Be intentional. What are you missing? Because you're sitting looking at your phone. What are you missing because you're worrying about tomorrow or in the next hour, in the next 2 hours? I'm not saying I'm good at this at all. I'm saying these are the questions that have been running through my head because I worry so much. I worry about what I'm eating. I'm worrying about what we're doing for lunch, what we're doing for dinner, what we're doing for the next day and the next day and in a month and in a year and in 10 years. Do you do that as well? I mean, think about how much you focus on that and then you're still missing the thing around you. So I challenge you to just sit back. I ask you that question to sit back and think on. Journal on it, to listen, go on a walk, listen to a podcast, listen to this one. Of course, you're listening to this one. But I challenge you to listen and just see what comes up for you. What grabs your attention? Is it your phone and social media? Is it your email? Is it your subconscious or your conscious thoughts and questions and worries? Just think about it. And then the second part of this, I was going to talk about on here, but I think I'm actually going to wait and do it the next episode because I don't want to give you too much to think about. I really, really want to drive in the importance of being intentional with your time and your energy, which I have talked about nonstop because that's, and I hope I'm not tiring and wearing you out about it, but these new findings of awareness I have of myself and the questions that run through my head have just become more and more about where my time and where my energy is going. And it's where I'm at right now and have the opportunity to really assess this. And I think all of us have the opportunity to really assess where that time, where the energy is going, where we're being intentional, where we're being unintentional, where do we need to make adjustments? And they don't have to be drastic. Just remember that. Even just the fact that you can maybe pinpoint, well, what am I missing? I'm on my phone all the time, so I'm not looking up and I'm not seeing everywhere. So what am I missing around me? And maybe you don't know. So maybe it's just that one little thing saying, oh, well, I'm on my phone all the time. So let me stop being on my phone all the time. Let me say, okay, on my car ride, I hope you're not texting and sitting on social media on your phone, but I know people are out there and I'm guilty of this at moments. But maybe you're in the car ride and you're just worrying and running through things in your head, or you're sitting and you're answering a text or something, even voice messaging. Maybe stop. Allow yourself that 20, 30 minutes in the car. And while you're in the car, look up and drive. And then you have the opportunity to kind of look around you, focusing on the road or your passenger. I mean, I am very guilty of this. When I'm sitting as a passenger in the car, I'll just sit on my phone and scroll. I'll be the one playing music. I'm on social media. I'm answering text messages. I'm answering emails. Put the phone down. Spend that 20 minutes, 30 minutes with your partner, with your sister, your brother, your family, your friends, whoever it is. Talk with them, chat with them, look at the scenery around you. Enjoy that time. Ask yourself the question, what are you missing? What are you missing? What are you not seeing? What are you not hearing? What is the beauty and maybe the amazingness around you? I know it's not a word, the amazingness around you. And think about that. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I hope the car, traffic, all those things, there's not a lot, there's a lot of mopeds. Hopefully that does not distract you from my message today and honing in on intentionality, but I am so excited to have this for you all. I do want to remind you, if you are listening to this live or within the few weeks of it coming out, I do have a free masterclass. So it's the Event Foundation Masterclass I'm hosting on April 25th at 1 p.m. It'll be Eastern time. So that would be 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please check out the link that's in the show notes. I am thrilled to be hosting this. It's a very limited number of people because I have a bonus that I'm going to be offering at the end of the master class for anyone who's there. But I'm going to share all really you might need to know to really get started hosting your own event, planning it, what you might need, what you don't need, just really tying down those details of what to focus on, especially at the beginning of the planning stages, especially when you're really thinking about it. And of course, probably the most important thing is your pricing strategy and how to be profitable if you're trying to be profitable, or answering those questions that you need to decide before you host your event. Because if you don't know, really is hard to get a direction going. So excited to host that April 25th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. Please, if you're interested, if you're an event host, you're hoping to be one, or you know someone, please share it with them. I am so excited to be hosting this. So can't wait to see everyone there. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you for joining me today as we continue our journey of self-discovery and empowerment. If you have found value in our conversations and stories, we would love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and/or share on your social media. Together, we can create a supportive community that embraces imperfection and is learning what makes us truly impactful. So, until our next episode, keep celebrating your imperfections and cultivating self-acceptance. I believe in you. Until next time.